This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. A wave of pro-Palestinian protest continues to grow on college campuses in the U.S. As NPR's Dave Mistich reports, universities are increasingly becoming a flashpoint over the war between Israel and Hamas, and school officials are concerned about safety.
Dozens of protesters were arrested yesterday on the campuses of New York University and Yale. And Columbia University canceled in-person classes through the end of the semester out of safety concerns. The historic center and main crossroads of Harvard University's campus was preemptively closed through Friday in anticipation of protests in Cambridge. Last week, more than 100 students at Columbia were arrested after university officials called New York City police and reported the students as a danger to campus. Pro-Palestinian encampments have also sprung up at the University of Michigan, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and campuses across California. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
An independent inquiry finds Israel has not provided evidence for its claim that many staff of the UN Relief Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, belong to terrorist organizations. The inquiry did not examine Israeli claims that UNRWA workers took part in the Hamas attack on Israel. Linda Fasulo reports this was announced before those allegations were made.
The independent team, headed by former French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna, says that UNRWA needs to improve its neutrality and impartiality. And despite the robust system in place for maintaining neutrality, there are problems including inadequate staff vetting procedures.
That's Linda Fasulo reporting. The first witness in Donald Trump's criminal trial is expected back on the stand today in New York. Prosecutors say former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker worked with Trump and Trump's then lawyer Michael Cohen to employ what's known as a catch-and-kill strategy to buy the rights to negative stories about Trump during the 2016 campaign to suppress them. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case today involving Starbucks and former employees, and NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
The Memphis workers accused Starbucks of breaking labor laws, while Starbucks said the workers had violated company rules. The National Labor Relations Board got involved to adjudicate, and that process takes a long time. So the board asked a federal district court to make Starbucks reinstate the workers while it investigates. The court agreed, issuing an injunction. The company appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. Its argument is that the government met a lower legal bar than it should have, that the labor board should meet a more rigorous standard when it asks courts to intervene during labor investigations. Federal officials disagree and say a ruling against them could undermine one of the main tools the labor board has to actually enforce labor law. Alina Selyuk, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Pen America has canceled its annual literary award ceremony after a number of writers and translators withdrew from consideration. They're protesting Pen America's response to Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Nearly half of the 61 authors and translators nominated for PEN America Awards withdrew their books from consideration. Writers say they're protesting PEN's, quote, failure to confront the genocide of the Palestinian people and defend writers in Gaza. In a statement, PEN America says it was a difficult decision to cancel the ceremony and that it greatly respects that writers have followed their consciences. The foundation behind one of the awards said its founder, Gene Stein, would have agreed with the writers and directed Penn to donate the cash prize of $75,000 to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
The United Methodist Church opens its general conference today in Charlotte, North Carolina. The church is expected to discuss its policies against the ordainment of LGBTQ clergy and the performance of same-sex weddings. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has declined to list Lake Sturgeon as endangered. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the federal government to extend protections to the prehistoric species as endangered or threatened. But Fish and Wildlife says stocking efforts to return the fish to the water have helped grow adult populations and increase spawning. The agency also points to reef restoration in the Great Lakes to allow sturgeons to lay eggs. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News.
Support for
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.